dedo. Hagugugudu.
When two siddhas interview each other, what's that like? When they have a Ganachakra feast, what's that like? This is something we should know.
Chongla, Namo Guru. Jetsamilaritha was residing in the cave of Nyanang and called Drupuk. One morning at dawn, the Dakini Singamukha entered the cave. Milarepa, she said, Dampa Sanjay of India has come to Tongla. Will you not go to meet him there? Milarepa's enlightened intention was, I do not have any unsettling doubts that I need his help with. Nevertheless, he is a siddha, so there would be no fault in meeting him. And holding one breath, Milarepa traveled to Nyanang, Tongla. On the path up the pass, Milarepa met some merchants who were on their way down. Has Dampa Sanjay of India come to this place? He asked them. We don't know Dampa Sanjay, they answered, but there is an old sadhu, kind of blue-looking, who was sleeping in the guest house. Milarepa thought, they do not know it is Dampa Sanjay, and he continued on to the top of the pass and looked around. In the meantime, the Dakini Simamukha had also exhorted Dampa Sanjay to go and meet the Jetsun. Dampa had spent the night at a charity hostel in Tongla, and Milarepa saw that he had gotten up and was now walking on the path. The Jetsun thought, it is said that Dampa has undefiled clairvoyance. I should investigate. And he turned his body into a clump of flowers growing beside the road and waited. Dampa Sanjay walked straight past Milarepa without seeing him. It seems that the story about his unobstructed clairvoyance is not true after all, Milarepa thought. But as soon as he did, Dampa stopped and looked back. He kicked the clump of flowers and shouted, Kore, Milarepa! You can't just sit there emanating as a bunch of flowers. Get up! You have turned the profound teachings that are the Dakini's life and heart into trivial little ditties and sung them to music. Now the flesh-eating Dakinis have exacted their punishment. I met them last night. They were carrying your life force and breath, and your heart and vital organs dripping with blood. We made a Ganachakra feast of them and ate them all up. Your life will last no longer than this very evening. Do you have the confidence of being delighted to die? Immediately the Jetsun sprang up and sang this Vajra song of the six confident ways I am delighted to die.
I am the lion of the great freedom from extremes. See my sharp white fangs of fearlessness are bent. I sleep in the snow free from anxiety and arrogance. That is the way this yogi has the confidence of you. Since I have this view, when I die I'll be filled with joy. Straight down the path to freedom. I am.
single reason to be like that, he said. Just giving lots of outer examples does not help. If you are a real yogi, you need to be sure about the nature of present awareness. In response, the Jetson sang this Vajra song of the six happy ways, I am sure.
In a secluded place where the leaves lie gathering, just as you like, you stay alone and think of Dharma. Warrior, strong and brave, you've got right through ego with great devotion.
Dampa, it is said, you are master of the genuine Dharma that dissolves suffering, The practice where one meditates by turning one's mind inward and thereby instantaneously realizes the Buddha's intention. Please sing a song about this. When has anyone ever heard me sing a song? Dhamma scoffed. No one has ever heard of that before, and they won't start hearing about it now either. Now let me go. But the Jetson repeated his entreaty with polite insistence, and at last Dhamma relented and sang the song of realization.
This genuine Dhamma is all suffering. Since you ask me now, listen and I'll tell you how. When the demons and ghouls need to be disciplined, it makes yogic conduct and chokehold strong. When your body is sick and you're feeling the pain, expansion and awareness it blends into one. And when subtle concepts arise in your mind, it smooths the disturbing emotions, how fine. When you lie down in a hidden place all alone, it settles you into naked awareness. And when you're in the middle of a big crowd, whatever arises, look at its essence. When you're feeling drowsy, wake up with a peck. When you're reminiscing, then cut through the root. When you're restless, then settle into the expanse. When thoughts follow objects, look at mind's essence. This genuine Dharma dissolves suffering. This genuine Dharma dissolves suffering. It turns the worst portents into the best luck. So thoughts, when you come, you can do as you please. Sickness makes realization increase. Elements in my body, just do as you please. When death comes to meet me, I make it my path. And so, Lord of Death, you can do as you please. This genuine Dharma dissolves suffering. Is what the victorious ones had in mind. It is Vajradhara's great secret teaching. It's the fifth advice of the four Dakinis. It is the main point of the whisper teachings. It is the key to all skillful methods. This genuine Dharma dissolves suffering. This genuine Dharma dissolves suffering.
Dhamma's song delighted the Jetson, and he sat with his main adornment relaxedly hanging out. Dhamma admonished him, "On your whole body, there's just one thing to be hidden from view, and you're sitting there with it hanging out. Don't act crazy like that." In reply, the Jetson described the way he was crazy in this song of realization.
I prostrate to the Lama Lord, body, speech, and mind, and to the kindest one. Do you know?
expense, hope and fear are dead. In Samaria's great expense, sanctimony is a goner. And finally, in the three kayas, the yogi up and dies. The morning after the yogi dies, he's not like some dark god, but an outer appearance is bright and shining shroud. He's not bound up with plain old twine, but the rope of Baba duty. No snot-nosed kid carries his corpse, his own son awareness. He's not dragged down some barren road, but the path to great enlightenment. And all four classes of Yakini find a place to lay his corpse. The Kagyu Lama's in full force, lead the funeral procession, not to a towering heap of slate or a small hill in a meadow, but to the sacred mountain peak of Sri Samantabhadra. No ordinary fox or wolf makes a meal of his corpse. It's method of wisdom's fox and wolf who revel in his flesh. What remains is buried in the charnel ground of glorious Gorgation.
That's the sound you hear if you go to the charnel ground of Gloria Shamantabhadra.
Tanta was overjoyed.
You say that he's crazy as excellency is doing.
The Judson asked,
wouldn't it be good for this gathering of yogis to celebrate with a gun of chocolate?
Papa replied, well, you live here in Tibet, and I am visiting from India, so you are the host. Offer me a Ganachakra feast. The Jetson sliced his head right off and put his skull, brains and all, on top of the tripod of his two knees and one shoulder blade. Tummo's fire came blazing out of his navel, and boiled up the skull filled with brains until it radiated with five colored light. Dampa emanated seven bodies seated perfectly on seven stalks of tall grass. To offer the feast, the Jetson emanated the eight guardian goddesses of Chakrasambhara, and then emanated seven bodies of himself seated on their own seven stalks of grass. They all enjoyed a Ganachakra replete with the six satisfactions. During the feast, the Jetson stalks of grass bent slightly. He asked Dampa, there is no difference between us in our dexterity in holding the vase breath. Why then do my stalks of grass bend? Dampa replied, our qualities of abandonment and realization are not different. The difference between us is that you were born in Tibet. Our view and conduct are the same, and therefore in the future, our immediate disciples and the students of our lineages will also have the same view and conduct. Then through their miraculous powers, each master returned to his own abode. Thus ends the story of Tonglen.